Today I want to talk about everyday faith. Everyday faith. Faith where it's like you don't just go to church on Sunday and have faith then, but you have faith every single day. And the heart of this whole message today is consistency. How can we be consistent in our walk with God? How can we be consistent in our life with God? So it's not just a moment thing, but it's an everyday thing. So I want to pray the Holy Spirit would grab our attention and that He would speak to us boldly today. So let's pray just for a moment. Lord, I thank You for just the people that are listening. Thank You, Lord, for the ways that You're speaking to us already. And I pray, Holy Spirit, that You're transforming us and we're going to come out of this different in Jesus' name. Amen. So here's an important question. How do you stay consistent in any aspect of your life, but hopefully in your faith life, in terms of your faith with God every day when life is constantly changing? Like, I mean, faster than ever. Have you ever noticed a life or this moment in life to change so quickly, so fast? And yet we know that if we're consistent in the things of God, we're going to grow healthy and strong. And God says today, I want you to have everyday faith, a daily faith. And the Bible's got so much to say about this. In fact, we're going to look at a few verses in just a moment or two. But we need an everyday faith because we live in an everyday life. And I want to have faith that makes a difference. And I want to have faith that counts. And I want to have faith that's consistent. I want to have faith that's getting stronger and it's getting better and it's becoming more solid and there's more. And I want it to be every day. And maybe when you think about every day, you think daily. And when you think daily, you think daily grind. And this is why I began to think about it as we're preparing this message. And I thought about work, because daily grind to me just thinks about work. It's like, gotta work, go to work every day. And even when you're at work, you're thinking about, I can't wait till I get off. And then when you get off, you reckon, well, it's just another type of work. It's just another form of work. And so I want to encourage you today that the consistency that you apply to your work is the consistency that we need to apply to our lives in God, to our faith. Now, the problem with work is that you have to do it, because if you don't do it, you're not going to get paid. And we all need money to do things. But it's not that forced thing in our faith, but it's like, could we take the same consistency? Because we realize that if we don't stick at our work won't stick with us, and we need to, because we need the money to be able to do things. And so I guess the idea is that if you work hard, then you've got your holidays, and then you use your holidays to have your downtime and to relax and recuperate and get ready to go consistent again. But we need that same determination. We need that same consistency in our faith. If we don't do it, then we find ourselves, well, being really effective in our workplace, whether we like it or not, and being really ineffective in our faith with God. And that's not what God wants, because He's calling us into deeper things. And at the moment, we're in a series of how can I step into that John 10:10 life of fullness of life, of really knowing the full things of God in my life. And I tell you, when it all comes down to it, it's consistency, moment after moment after moment, day after day, every day faith. And the Bible talks loads about this daily stuff. Let me give you a couple of verses. Here's what it says in terms of our faith. It says this, is that in the middle of the Lord's Prayer, Matthew 6, verse 11, give us today our daily bread. Give us today our daily bread. In other words, we need this every day. We need to eat every day. We need to do these things every day. And we need an everyday faith. In fact, here's a verse that really just grabs my heart. James chapter 2, verse 26. So faith without works is dead. We have a faith that must work. I mean, you don't work to get Jesus, but once you have Jesus, then you're busy about your faith. You're busy making a difference in the world around us. And I want to encourage you today that that's how we get life. That's how we step into the things of God, and we step into the fullness of the life that He has won for us and the life that we can bring to other people. It's having a faith in God that says, okay, I'm busy about the things of God. I want to work for God in the sense of I know He's a good master. I know He's given me good things to be busy about, and I want to work for those things. And I want to be consistent. The same consistency I have in my workplace, I want to bring it to my faith. I want an everyday type of faith. Years ago, let me tell you a fun story about just every day. Years ago, we had a hen house. Now you're thinking just a few chickens. I was thinking exactly the same until you see it and then you realize it's thousands. I mean, absolute thousands of hens. In fact, we had 10,000, which means you guess that we had 10,000 eggs every day. And so you had to go and lift eggs every day. And when I look back at it, I say to myself, it's one of the greatest lessons that life or that work has taught me for today and for consistency going forward, because you had to go every day. Now we had this thing of, if you didn't want to go some days, because you know, 10,000 eggs, me and my sister did it, was half each. If you 1,000 eggs every day. It's tough. It's hard work. It's in a warm environment. You'd rather have a break some days. But guess what happened? If we didn't do it every day, then we had to lift double, because The hens didn't take a day off. They kept laying eggs, so we got to lift double. And that odd occasion, we would do triple, which simply means we missed 3 days in a row, or we're doing it on the third day. And now we've got 3 days' eggs. And you know what would happen? We would pay a heavy cost, literally. Every egg we go to lift, and the goal was to go speedy. You wouldn't lift one egg at a time, you'd lift three at a time, and you would go fast. But whenever you've got these mountain of eggs that have appeared, that's normally just one by one, and now it's three, 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 and they're cracked, and they're bruised, and they're broken, and every time you'd pick it up, every time you go try to go fast, they would just crack and break all over your hands. And it was just a mess. And it took probably not even three times as long, probably four or five times as long. The cost was far greater. And there's something about in this metaphor, there's something about in this story that we need to learn for our lives and for our faith, because if we're not consistent in our faith, we're going to get backlogs. We're going to cost ourselves. It's going to cost us, may not be today, but it'll be tomorrow or the next day. And so I want to grab our attention that just in the same way as we go to work every day, or we get up every day, or we eat every day, I need an everyday faith. I need this in my life. I need that consistency for my life and for the people around me. It says this in Luke chapter 9, verse 23. Then he said to them all, Jesus speaking, whoever wants to be my disciple must deny themselves, take up their cross, and follow me daily. Follow me daily. It's like an everyday thing. Again, the Bible just showing this emphasis. You've got to do it daily. If you're serious about the call of God, it's an everyday faith. It's just over and over again in the Bible. We need an everyday faith. We need to seek God every day. We need God's help every day. We need an everyday relationship with Jesus. And why do we need this? Well, let me give you a couple of quick things just for a moment. Number one, it's really good. Really, really good to do this. Psalm 63, and I want to read eight different verses, just one after the other. Says this, David speaking. It was like a song or a prayer, and it was a time in his life when life wasn't that good. It was like in wilderness seasons, just going around in circles a tiny bit, feeling like he's far from the things that God's called him to, but he was not far from God, and that makes all the difference. Says this, oh God, you are my God. I earnestly search for you. Now remember that word. We're going to look at it in just a moment. My soul thirsts for you. My whole body longs for you in this parched and weary land where there is no water. I have seen you in your sanctuary, and I've gazed upon your power and glory. Your unfailing love is better than life itself. Oh, how I praise you. Wow. It says, I will praise you as long as I live, lifting up my hands to you in prayer. There's a good excuse to lift your hands if you're unsure to lift your hands or not. You satisfy me more than the richest feast. I will praise you with songs of joy. I lie awake thinking of you, meditating on you through the night because you are my helper. I will sing for joy in the shadow of your wings, and I cling to you. Your strong right hand holds me securely. Wow, isn't God so amazing? I mean, this is the God we're talking about. This is the God who we're saying you should have an everyday faith with. He's this good and more. And this is David just on one occasion, just writing his heart song, just writing his heart's prayer. And it's like, wow, can I have some of that? And I tell you, you can't. God is this good and even more and even more and even more. And how do you discover it? Consistency over time, just day after day, moment after moment. It's not work, it's relationship. It's life-giving. It's not energy sapping like our work is. I mean, it just takes from us. God just keeps giving to us over and over and over again. And it's good for our souls. And we need things good for our souls. I don't know if you find anything's good for your soul, but you need those things because your soul gets weary. Your soul gets tired. And there's many other things that we're working on, but what about our souls? Because our souls are really important. And these kind of words, whether it be Psalm 63 or maybe other words or maybe some of your own words that you would write down, you need these moments with him because verse 3, your unfailing love is better than life itself. Oh, how I praise you. Jesus, I need you. And then number 2 of why it's so good to spend time with God, because he's consistently transforming us. He's taking us day after day, moment after moment. I mean, the personal story of my life is that I want to go for God, I want to go after God, but I'm just full of worry and doubt and anxiety. I'm thinking, I could never do this. I rejected every opportunity that was given to me. And for in all intents and purposes, everybody outside of me must have thought, this guy's just not interested. He looks sincere, but he's just not interested because he doesn't take any opportunities. And it was not that I didn't want to, it's because I thought I couldn't. And then I started to step faithfully, one bit at a time, one bit at a time. And I mean, it was really hard. And I felt really bad. And the minute I do it, I just never want to do it again. And I was worried it was going to happen again. And I just kept going. And I wish it was just a big encounter of, oh my gosh, I'm suddenly transformed. My life will never be the same again. Isn't Jesus amazing? And now I've been transformed. It wasn't like that for me. It was moment after moment over years. And then suddenly I was like, wow, I've come a long way. And God wants to do the same with you, but it's over time, just faithfully after you. A strong faith is built on consistency. Here's what Hebrews 11:6 says. And without faith, it's impossible to please God, because anyone who comes to him must believe that he exists and he rewards those who earnestly seek him. Again, there's that emphasis of, you're not just going to come whenever it suits. You're not just going to come once a year. It's not like a mission trip. It's not once a week like going to church. This is every day I'm going to earnestly seek him. Now, we don't use this word, but here's what this word means. It's to search out. It's to investigate. It's to crave. It's to demand. Almost to be addicted to. It's like, I can't live without. It's that kind of relationship when you fall in love and you're like, I'll drive whatever miles it takes. I'll do whatever it takes. I just want to be with you. And if I can't be with you, can we go on the phone? Can we do video chat? It's just, I want to be with you, Lord. And this is what he's seeking from us. And he says, you can seek this from me. And I tell you, it is so good. And the strength where I got it from to step out moment by moment into those things that I felt God was calling me to was the secret place. Because I knew he's never failed me. I knew without a shadow of a doubt, he's never let me go. I know that in those moments when I felt like the worst, he was still telling me I'm the best. I knew in those moments when I felt like the biggest loser, the biggest hypocrite, the biggest worst Christian, he was just constantly affirming me, saying, I love you, I love you, I love you. God's consistent towards us. And he's saying, hey, if you'll stay consistent to me, I'll bring transformation day after day after day. And you may not always see it, but I tell you, it's happening. And you've got to trust me by faith. You see, I love consistency because it's long-term transformation over time. I mean, for Vibe, that's the story of us. We just said, we're just going to keep at it. Moment after moment, day after day, we're just not going to stop. Why? Because we know God's called us to it, and because we love him and want to step into his purposes. And ultimately, our goal is people. And if you're going to build relationships with people, you know it's got to be consistent. They build the best relationships when it's constant, and we're on the phone, and we're chatting, and we're communicating, and it's not years apart, and it's not months apart, but it's like, when will I see you next? Because we're excited to be together. And so here's the question. What's the problem? Here's the problem. Too many people have lost their faith. Too many people have fallen away. Too many people are losing their kids, and they're saying, how do I get them back? Too many people have just lost hope, lost faith, lost life, and just feel like they're a bit numb. And I started to ask the question, why? And I started to pray this week, and I said, Lord, what's going on? And I started to think about this thing and that thing, and I thought about this big thing and this big thing, that big thing. And you know what he kept saying to me? It's the lure of the big event and the intensity. And it's not that a big event can't have an impact on your life, but have you ever noticed how sometimes you say to yourself, well, you know what, if I could just get one moment with God, if I could just get to that conference or that prayer time, my life would never be the same again. I'm telling you, you're going to get to those moments, and it's going to give you opportunity for change, but they're not going to change you. That's what I've learned in the short space of time that I've been alive. I mean, you can get to those moments, and they're great for opportunities, but they do not change you. It's day after day reading and praying. It's moment after moment seeking him. It's moment after moment and just knowing that he's with you and just affirming your life and reminding yourself of the word of God. We have this mentality today that if we could just get to this one event, my life would never be the same again. Almost like if I just have this one thing happen to me, watch me then. I'll just never be the same again. And we almost become like gamblers. Like, if you could just give me this one big break, if I could just be all in here, if I could just get there, something would change and something would happen. And here's what I say, no. It just does not work like that, because our lives are not programmable. Our lives are built on relationships, and relationships don't work like that. Let me ask you a question. I don't know if you've fallen in love before, but can you tell me the moment when you fell in love, the day, the hour, the minute, the second? I don't think you can. I'll challenge anybody to it. You might have a feeling, you might have an idea, but you could never prove it, because guess how it happened? It was moment after moment after moment after moment, and then you went, whoa, I'm in love. I didn't think this would happen, but now I'm in love. Or it's like you go to the gym, and it's like, do you see any difference the first day, the second day, the third day? I mean, in fact, you look every day, you will see no difference. The only way you can tell the difference is day number one versus day number 120. And you go, wow, something's actually changed. I actually look better. I actually look different. I actually feel better. And it happened bit by bit, accumulation. And I tell you, this is the way it works in God. And consistency, it has no morals. It will work for good or for bad. You know when someone turns around to you and they says, how did this just happen? My life is just falling apart. How did this just happen? It never just happens. It never, ever does. It's bit by bit. It's either consistently good or consistently bad. And something has happened. I don't know if you remember the story from the Old Testament, but there's the David, this guy who God said, he's a man after my own heart. He's a guy that we look at in the Old Testament. David kills Goliath, becomes king of all of Israel. He's just like a mini Jesus almost. You're like, this guy's incredible. And yet in the middle of his life, he started to take a look one day. And it said that he walked out to his balcony and he saw a girl. And he was like, whoa, she's really attractive. And he started to think about her day after day after day. And here's where it gets dangerous, because he got consistent with his view. And he saw her one day, and then he saw her the next day, and then he didn't even need to see her anymore because she was in his head. And do you know where it takes him? All the way to the thought of, I wonder if I got rid of her husband, could she be mine? And eventually, he gets rid of her husband through death, and he takes her as his wife. I mean, that is deeply wrong. But one thing's for sure was David was consistent. He was just every moment, every moment, every moment. And when the prophet comes to challenge him, it wasn't a case of, I just made one wee mistake. No, it was moment after moment after moment accumulated. And it's the same in our lives. We've got to get consistent. We've got to get real with our lives. It's not events driven and moments driven. It's yes, moment after moment, but it's not just one big moment. It affects everything. You might get an opportunity for change, but it's consistency, time after time after time, which sounds boring. But I tell you what, there's something special in it when you realize what it's all about. Do you ever get bored when you're falling in love with that person? Are you doing the thing that you love? No, you're passionate. You're earnestly after this thing. You're going after it. And you know there's reward at the other end. And God's saying exactly the same with him. If you will seek me, you will find. I'm a rewarder of those who consistently seek after me. I will give you more than you can handle. See, the truth is today, it's the little things that count over and over and over again. We can't get away from this. And what if in this moment you're saying to me, well, I get all this thing, but what are you trying to say to me? I'm saying this. What if you're down spiritually because of the lack of consistency in your life? It's not about that big conference. It's not about that random book that you read. It's not about that incredible new album that gets released once a year and you think it's going to bring you back on track. It gives you an opportunity, but it's going to be day after day that builds that consistent faith. The kind of faith I'm talking about where we can stand and live in the John 10:10, that I want to know this full life and I can be part of this full life and I actually can give this full life to everybody else. It's the little things. Here's what it says in Luke chapter 16, verse 10. Whoever can be trusted with very little can also be trusted with much. And whoever is dishonest with very little will also be dishonest with much. So if you have not been trustworthy in handling worldly wealth, who will trust you with true riches? Isn't that mad? I mean, isn't it mad that Jesus gets to the point of, he says, hey, if I can't trust you with the little, I can't give you the much. And yet the way we kind of design things and the way that we kind of build things is like, can I have it all now? And then we get like crazy mad whenever we don't get it all now. But the truth is, we would do far better learning with the small and gradually getting bigger and better, gradually becoming more faithful what we have. You see, the tragedy of life is that we lose our way. And again, we don't lose it in a moment. We just start to drift day after day. And the worst part is we don't even see it. We don't even feel it. We don't even feel it. This is where we need great friends around us, where they go, hey, I just see something's changing in you. We can't put our finger on it, but we just know something's going. And our first port of call should be, okay, God, what's changed? Because I want to be consistent. I want to be a person that you can spot. I want to be a person that you just know what I do. It's like every day it says, we get up early and we seek God. Or Daniel sought the Lord 3 times a day. He was consistent in that. You could see it. And if he got out of that consistency, all of his friends would go, Daniel, something's changing. Is everyone okay? Are you sure this is a good change? And we need to ask ourselves those questions. Are we in good change mode or bad change mode? Are we stand to the things God's called us to? Are we all over the place? Because true discipleship and true followers of Christ are going to be built day after day after day. That's what's exciting. That's what challenges us. And so compromise is going to lead us to inconsistency. It's like, can you be trusted with the big things? Because if I can't trust you with the small things, I cannot trust you with the big things. And then notice what verse 11 says of Luke 16. It says, so if you have been trustworthy, have not been trustworthy in handling worldly wealth, who will trust you with true riches? I mean, Jesus spoke loads about money because he understood that money was a big deal for our lives and it has the potential to be a big deal. It has the potential that if you love it, it will destroy your life. And so that's why it says, don't love money. Use it for its benefits. Use it for what you need to use it for, but don't fall in love with it because it is possible to. It's possible to fall in love with it because it gives you opportunities. It gives you moments. It allows you to buy this thing and have that thing and have status, have power, have control, have the things that can bring out the worst in us. But God says, I want you to make sure that you're fully invested in me. And Notice how Jesus just says it. If you cannot be trustworthy in worldly wealth, in the ways that you serve with your money, in the way that you give with your money, how will I trust you with true riches? In other words, there's far better riches out there. Be careful that our compromises aren't killing us in our spiritual walk with God. And it starts off with small things. It's like, you know, you're just missing this thing, missing that thing. I miss the prayer time, miss churching, miss church, miss reading, miss praying. It's no big deal. I just do it once or just do it twice. But it all starts to add up and we find ourselves going in the wrong direction, which leads us to the wrong destination. And God says, I want you to get to the right place. And so where does that lead? I tell you where it leads to. It leads to this really scary place of just being lukewarm. It's like, I'm not sure what I'm for. I'm not sure what I'm after. And I just become numb and I don't trust myself and I'm full of doubt and I'm full of this. And God does not want us to be like that. He wants us to be convinced. He wants us to see clearly. He wants us to not be confused. He wants us to understand. And he says, I want you to build your life on a rock, which is me. So you have a firm foundation. So you know where you stand. And aren't we so glad that God is consistent? That aren't you so glad that when you pray, God's not moody sometimes? Because I mean, we wouldn't be surprised sometimes because sometimes the way we act. But he's never moody. He's never like, oh, I'm too busy. He's never like, oh, I'm not feeling it. He's never like, oh, no, I'm with somebody else. He's always consistent. He's always there. His love never fails. And he has drawn us to something similar. And he said, my spirit is upon you to bring you to that something similar. And God wants to help you to get consistent and committed. He wants to help you to get there. He wants to help you get consistent and committed in the ways that you work. And so for you today, it might be like, what's my priorities? What are the things that I'm committed to? What are the things that I'm standing to? This works whether you're a Christian or non-Christian, but especially if you're a Christian. What am I committed to? What am I going to stick to? Routine helps us to go forward. Routine helps us to live every day. Routine helps us to stay focused on that thing and then go on to the other things and dream about the other things. But God is here today to say, I want you to be committed. I want you to be consistent. I want you to stand firm in the things that I've called you to. So where are you with your everyday faith? That's my question as we're getting ready to finish. Where are you with your everyday faith? Where are you with your everyday faith? And how are you doing it? What are you doing with your time? How are you doing with your faith? What are you going to do with this consistency? What are you going to do to build this into your life? And the question could be is, how do I build well? How do I build strong? How do I stick at it and keep going and not be a person that's like, I'm here 1 minute and I'm gone the next? How do I keep consistent? I make the right commitments. How do I stick to those commitments? How do I stay humble? I think this, too many Christians never live full because of no consistency in their lives. God, I want to be consistent with you. I want to be close to you. I want to know your heart. I want to step into that full life. And so my challenge today is, what are we doing with our faith? Is it an everyday faith? Is it a moment by moment faith? Is it one that's become alive in our hearts? And we're like, Lord, I just know you and I'm walking with you. I challenge us to say, hey, are we moving forward in our faith? Am I falling more in love with God? In other words, do I understand his love more? Do I love him more? Do I understand his heart more? Do I understand that he's got purpose for me and he's calling me forward into those purposes? Do I understand that he is even better ahead of me than has been behind me? Do I keep consistent with my walk with him and say, okay, I'm going to this thing. I'm going to be there at that thing. I'm going to spend with you time with you here, God, and I'm going to be close to you. Remember, no one really knows the time or the hour that they fell in love. It was just moment by moment, and then they realized. And God says, I want that for you. It's moment after moment. No one goes to the gym and wakes up one day and goes, okay, I've suddenly transformed in the sense of I know what had happened. I went from this thing to that thing. It's moment after moment. And then we check out the photo and we go, wow, there's been such a change in me. I tell you, lack of consistency is going to kill us spiritually. But if we stay consistent in the things of God, we will be blown away by what the Lord has done. Come on, we're going to pray today. Lord, I thank you today for your goodness. I thank you, Lord, that you have a word in season for our hearts. And I pray that we will grab this word and we will take this word and we'll say, okay, God, you have something for me. Lord, I just pray right now that even in our spirits, we're saying ourselves, okay, maybe there's something in this for me. Maybe there's something I need to grasp. I want to be consistent in the things of God. I want to go after the things of God. I don't want to be distracted by this thing or that thing or just be constantly led by events or intensity. Lord, I thank you today that you're calling us into a relentless pursuit of your glory, a relentless pursuit of you, and there's always more, and it's always getting better, and there's always more to learn. Lord, I thank you today that you have more for us. I thank you today as we pursue you, we will find. I thank you today that if we seek you, there's more from you. I thank you, Lord, you've called us, and you said, hey, if you will seek me, I will reward you over and over and over again, and you will grow stronger and healthier, and you will get better and better, and suddenly a transformation will take place. So you were like, how did that ever happen? It happened moment by moment, year after year, just It's consistent after the things of God. I pray, Holy Spirit, grab our attention today and do something deeper than we can ever possibly imagine. And I also pray today, Lord, that if we don't know you or we're far from you, I pray right now that we would grasp what God says. I want you to get right with me. I want you to accept Jesus into your heart. God says, I want you to know my son and let my son take away your sin, because we all have it. And so I pray today for anyone who needs that, who needs salvation, who needs a fresh start, who needs to get right with God, that we would simply believe in our heart and say, okay, Jesus, I believe. I don't fully understand, but I believe, and because faith's always a stepping out, and I believe, Jesus, and I want to put my trust in you. And I pray right now for anybody that does that, their lives will never be the same again. Lord, I thank you for all you're doing. We pray blessing upon blessing. In Jesus' name, amen.